To be present, we must be intentional. And to bear fruit, we must feed the soul. You're listening to Pod Sip and Ponder. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Pause Up and Ponder. I hope you're watching on YouTube or on Spotify because you'll see that I'm not in my studio or home where I usually record. I'm in my car during my break at work because you gotta do what you gotta do. You'll do anything to fit some time for what you love. And also, I have so much I want to get off my chest, and so many updates to share with you all, and also to give some encouragement for those who may need it. And I think having this kind of setup is a little bit more intimate and casual and could be fun, so we'll see. I journaled beforehand just so that I can make sure that I get most of my thoughts out and the things that I've collected so I don't miss out on anything. So please, so I apologize in advance if I'm going back and forth looking at you guys and at my journal. I just want to share a few things with you all. But if you're new here, my name is Pauline, also known as Pauline Ponders. And this is a podcast where we talk about everything and anything in the aim to give you some encouragement, some inspiration, where we share life testimonies, stories, in a way to let people know that we're all still trying to figure it out. And there is beauty in the in-between moments, and that it's a beautiful thing to share stories of growth. So the topic I wanted to discuss with you guys and just be open about is how growth can be lonely, and that is the current season that I'm in. Actually, I've been in the growth journey, healing journey for a very long time, but I feel like I am in a new chapter of that. You know, history repeats itself in different ways. And as you get older, they tend to come back. Certain events, certain circumstances and situations. But I believe every time that we face them, we become stronger as we endure and grow in resilience. For years now, I have been on the growth journey of healing, of growing, of building a foundation, cultivating the life that I desire to live, and just dedicating all my gifts and talents for the Lord and just seeing where He takes me. So just some context once again of why I decided to put out a solo podcast today. As you can see, I don't have any guests. I, one, find that writing and then verbalizing it, being vocal about it, has definitely helped me in my journey and just processing. Because when you are by yourself and don't allow yourself to process the things in life, you can get really stuck in your head, feel stagnant, feel like you have no alternatives, and you can choose and you can tend to isolate yourself and be frustrated and just be drowning in anxieties and worries. And I'm just grateful that years ago, I've learned certain tools to help me throughout life's struggles. I'm sure some of you guys are working every day, trying your best to become a better person. Maybe some of you are like me, where you want to be the trailblazer for your family, for your generation. You want to do things differently for a positive impact and change and influence. Maybe some of you are working towards a degree, bringing honor to your family. And so yeah, I just want to start off with saying you're not alone. Some of you may feel burnt out at this point. You may be having doubts within yourself, within your faith. Maybe throughout your growth process, you've been hurt multiple times, have been forgiving people multiple times, and you're getting a little tired. Maybe some of you guys are finding yourself in autopilot constantly and you've become numb to the things around you and have lost sight of just the joy and excitement that can come from life. You may feel stuck and maybe misunderstood or too afraid to step out into a new chapter, a new change in your life. Maybe you feel rejected or fear failure. And keep in mind, all of these things are things I've been experiencing and have been battling, but I'm just super grateful for every day that I choose not to think about the worst. I try my best to see every day as a half glass full type of mindset. So yeah, this podcast is for those who may feel heavy burdened, who may feel weary and tired and have had sleepless nights, drowning in anxiety and worries as we can tend to go through that. This podcast is for those who really try their best to keep it all together. And you're known to be someone who just has to be strong. Maybe you have a lot of expectations that others have of you, or maybe you've put on yourself. So here are just some encouragements that has helped me along the way so far, and in times where I've definitely identified with those type of emotions and feelings and situations. So I'll just be sharing some of the difficulties we may experience when wanting to live a life of growth, of intentionality, and of purpose, because we can desire to be better, to grow, but there will always be some setbacks, some disappointments, some rejection, some things that may cause you to be stunted in your growth or stop you along the way, or may push you to take another path. And then I'll just be sharing some of my personal experience and what's been going on in my life, just some parallels, because this podcast is a documentation of my life, and it's good to look back upon. And I hope that in the next months, these things that I once was worried about will, you know, take its place and then no longer be, but be a purposeful lesson that I'll be able to learn and share and reflect on later. So first, change is scary. Change is scary, especially after you've worked so hard towards something, after you feel like you finally have felt comfortable and have found your footing in a certain area of your life, and then suddenly life pushes you to step into a new path, a new chapter. Seasons change, your environment changes, the people in your life change. So more recently on Easter, it was my last day at my home church that I grew up in after 10 to 11 years. I've had a good amount of roles in that church, and it's where I've grown the most. It's where I've cultivated some beautiful relationships and have grown in my prayer life and in the relationships with others and being a mentor, being in leadership roles. It's just, they have taken such a positive part in my life growing up, as I don't have any biological family here. They were so supportive and have really helped me be the person that I am today. The reason I had made this decision was because more recently, which I've totally forgot to update you guys, at least on the podcast, is that I am now engaged. Gil and I, after 7 years, have gotten engaged and we're super excited. And so that is what pushed us to make the decision that it would be best for us to grow together at his church. It was not just the engagement that pushed me for this decision, but it was just over the span of almost a year where I believe the Lord was equipping me and preparing me for a new change in my life. I didn't know exactly what it would be, how that would look like, but month by month, he would be revealing things to me. And as much as it's great to receive answers and visions about a possible change, it's scary because I personally don't want to be the one, you know, dictating when everything will happen. Of course, everything will happen as it should be in its own appointed time. But waiting and just the anxieties that come from, you know, just the anticipation of knowing that something's going to change in your life and you feel like you're not prepared. You feel like, you know, personally, I feared of disappointing others and just leaving a big part of my life. But the positive things that I know that will come from this, the groundbreaking outcomes, outweigh the fear and anxieties that come from change. And so what I've learned throughout that waiting process until the day that Gil proposed and it made it official that, you know, this would be the marker point of the next part of my life was that God reminded me that He had been preparing me this whole time. I knew that in order to receive a certain blessing or answered prayer, I must be willing to go through the trials that come through that. And it's not trials attacking me necessarily or that it's being put on me, but it's being allowed in my life and God entrusting me that I can go through it through His strength. And I did, thank God. There were certain things that I was so scared about that I didn't know if I was able to do, if I was able to balance, if I was even able to keep my mouth shut until the Lord told me that it was time. But, you know, I just continued to trust, didn't make any, you know, drastic decisions too fast. I just surrendered it all. The moment you achieve something, don't get too comfortable because a trial will come right after. But the next time, we'll feel a little bit more confident and have had gained wisdom from the last trial. Another thing I've learned is that sometimes our prayers are answered in a way that we don't expect. We pray and hope for a life of comfort, of where, you know, things are going well and that we aren't worrying too much and that everything is just flowing greatly, but that's not life. And sometimes God will answer it in a way that is even better than what we expect. Change is inevitable and tough, but it's very necessary to reach higher levels in our growth, in our careers, in our relationships with others, in our faith, in our ministry. And so, yeah. Change is scary, but you will never know. I've experienced it so many times these past months where I just tried. I just, you know, I didn't stay on the other side of the wall, but I continued to endure and just was curious. And I held on to curiosity and wonder and excitement and hope that there will be great things on the other side. So, and most of the time, it doesn't end up being as bad as I had thought. All right, another thing, in the process of growing, you may get hurt multiple times. Once you make a decision that you are confident that will lead you to a more purposeful and intentional life, there will be people who may disagree with you, who don't understand, who may give you alternatives on what you should do in life. We don't want to disrespect them, you know. How I try to see things is that I openly take into consideration, you know, because there are some elders, there are some people who have experienced more in life, but we are our own individual, and just because it worked for them doesn't mean that it'll work for you. And it's very easy to project fear onto other people, maybe out of their own, you know, trauma that they haven't, you know, gone through or healed through, maybe certain things that they regret in their personal life. It's very easy for others to put that on you, and I'm sure they do it out of good intention and just protecting you and helping you and guiding you. But make sure that you have a certain boundary in between you and them, remembering your story and what God has impressed on you and has revealed to you. You know, you might get hurt through the process by seeing certain triggers or traumas that might arise from certain situations, things that you thought you had healed through but had not. You may have to get out of your comfort zone and just saying no it hurts your ego when you say no, because me personally, I try my best to make myself think that I can handle something when I can't. And saying no may hurt other people, which may strain a relationship. And I believe with time, you know, with time things heal. But those are the certain things that you need to decide and be firm about. You, of course, don't want to just be saying no to everybody. You want to take time to process, to write down, what is it that I truly believe? What is it that God is telling me to do in my next chapter? And even in that process of growing, you may discover and have to accept the hard truth about yourself. You know, it's so easy for us to point fingers and say, you know, I'm going through a hard time because this person has caused me to go through a hard time, or it's because of this person I'm hurt and not able to grow. But sometimes it may be us ourselves that's hurting ourselves, that is preventing us from growing. So we need to be able to be open about the hurtful truth about ourselves, areas that we need to improve, areas that we can be better in, areas that the Lord is trying to strengthen that is seen as weak right now, but he can use that for his greater glory and to lift you up. So guys, yes, it will hurt for a little bit. Sometimes you feel like, oh, this is gonna be my life forever, just hurting, depressed, anxious, but it has to be an act of choice every day. This too shall pass. I can't even remember all of the things I used to worry about, because within a day, things would be resolved, or that it wouldn't even matter anymore. And for those who have been maybe rejected many times, or feel like you're being misunderstood and the love that you are giving out isn't received, it's hard. Sometimes you have to love from a distance. You have to be willing to forgive internally, even if you may not say it to them outwardly, or maybe they reject your apology. It's better to have that forgiveness within yourself before moving on, because that could creep up on you later. You don't want to be just as hurtful as they are to you, to yourself and to them. So let's approach life and how we treat others with a sober mind, with compassion, with empathy, with understanding. And that takes a while. That takes a while to build. But I'm telling you, when you decide to love first, it won't go to vain. And your love for others will grow stronger. Not so that you can get taken advantage of, but your empathy and your compassion for others grows, and eventually maybe those people will also be inspired by your strength and resilience and your act to love. Another thing you may go through in the process of growing is that you may tend to isolate yourself, and please don't isolate yourself. Of course, if things are overbearing and heavy and you feel like you need time alone, by all means, do that. I like to journal. I like to go out for a walk just to process things, give myself time, maybe say no to friends if I emotionally can't be my best or do my best around them. But not too long, because isolation is one of the enemies of life. That is where intrusive thoughts creep in. Evil, dark thoughts can creep in. You start to believe these false narratives. And I think community is very important. Obviously, on Possip and Ponder, that's what we're all about. I'm not telling you to tell everybody your business, your stories. Personally, I think before I share, because I want to edify my family. I want to edify my loved ones as much as I can, even if they may hurt me, because I love them at the end of the day. And it's just a conflict of interest, a conflict in understanding. So get out there, maybe talk to a mentor if you're able to get one, someone that you can trust, someone also who won't just be giving you advice, like, you know, just for your benefit, but people who will benefit you in also being honest and truthful and saying things that you may not want to hear, but things that you need to hear. And if you don't have that, I hope and pray that you develop those relationships, because you also have to put in effort in reaching out and asking for help. I know some of you guys, including myself, may not want to share everything because you feel like you're a burden to someone, because we know that everyone has their own set of problems, which they do, but there's nothing shameful about what you're doing. There's actually great power and something so inspirational about you asking for help. And lastly, and I can go on and on and on, but this car is getting a little hot and I'm recording on my phone, so I don't know how much it's able to hold, but during our growth process, we may want to give up and we feel like all of our efforts are just going to vain and going nowhere. And please know that it's not going to vain. Some of you may have been waiting for months, for years, for a certain thing. And don't worry so much about the end result. Worry about the now. If you were to create a circle and put inside what I can control and the outside what I can't control, it will give you more of a better view on the things that you are able to take a hold of. When we feel like we want to give up, we feel powerless, we feel like, you know, there's nothing that we can do, but I guarantee you there is something that you can control. We may not be able to control what other people say or think or do, but we are able to change the way that we see and think and do. For example, and I hope my friend doesn't mind me sharing this, I'll leave it anonymous. My friend has a loved one that is going through some illness, some health difficulties and challenges, and she dreads the results that this person will be getting. And she's already thinking about the worst. And sadness, of course, this is disappointing news. But to some point, you have to move forward and ask yourself, okay, what can I do during this circumstance that will not cause me to go down the rabbit hole of depression and anxiety and thinking about the worst all the time? You know, so the things I would advise is, you know, spending time with this person, even if it's overseas, checking up on the person, making the best out of the time that you have with this person. And also have it be a lesson and a reflection for your life. You know, what are you doing in your personal life with the time that you have, with the health that you have? How are you able to maximize it and live your fullest? If you had given up now, my friend, what about all of the trials that you endured and got through before? What does that mean? Did it mean anything to you? And at the end of the day, gratitude is what grounds us. Gratitude is what brings us back to gratitude, is what gets us out of those false narratives. Gratitude is what wakes us up every day. Gratitude is what pushes us to take on the next trials. Gratitude is what motivates us to keep loving. I am so fortunate and so blessed to be in the position that I am, despite the areas that I know I can grow in, the areas that I have not achieved, the areas that have not even come yet. I'm just so thankful for the freedom that we are able to experience. And I'm talking about the mentality, the freedom mentality, the liberty mentality. Of course, not everything is free. Not everything goes our way. But it starts here, and it starts here. And I can just remember all of the times where I had nothing, the times where I thought my life was over, and God just continued to remind me that I'm not done with you yet. There's just so much He wants to reveal to me, and I hold on to that. And whether you are someone of faith or not, still, there's something to be grateful for, and I just encourage you, friend, to not give up. Every day we have a chance to build our testimony, and testimonies are meant to be shared, and your story matters, you matter, you are worthy, you are loved, and it's going to take a lot of effort. It's going to take a lot of pressure and character building, but I'm telling you, it'll be worth it. Even if you aren't experiencing the life that you envision right now, at least you're taking steps towards it. And sometimes once you continue to practice that mindset, you don't even worry about the next year, 2 years, 5 years. You will just eventually find yourself just utterly grateful and joyous despite everything. I know so much is going to change this year, and I'm just so grateful that I have you guys alongside me. You guys have been here for at least 4 years, and I'm just super grateful for this community, for this platform where I'm able to share my voice and where it has also empowered others to share their voice. There's nothing better to be able to share stories and experiences with one another. Just the other weekend, I hosted my very first women's retreat that was catered to those who experienced trauma. Never did I think I would be hosting my own retreat with professionals helping me on it. Like, what? So yeah, I'm still challenged with many things every day. Every day. I mean, like, even just right now, there are things that haven't been resolved, things that are pending, things that are loading, relationships that are broken. But I decide to be grateful despite it. Sooner or later, we'll be looking back upon all of our trials and we'll laugh about it. We'll share it with someone who may be experiencing that later on in their life. And you would just be glad that you kept going. So yeah, friends, I didn't expect this to go as long as it did. I'm sure there's many things that I left. But yeah, I can't wait to see you in the next one. Please let me know if you like these solo podcasts. I haven't done these in a very long time. I mean, this is where it all started. So thank you to everyone who has shared so much love and support since Gil and I's engagement. Still processing it all. There's a lot of planning to do, but I'm so excited for the opportunities, the lessons, the things that it'll bring to our lives individually and as a couple. And hopefully down the road, we'll be on the podcast together to share what we've learned. So yeah. Okay, I love you guys. If you've gained value from this podcast, please share, please subscribe, and also if you're willing to contribute financially to this podcast, to this community, as we have so many ideas and events we want to bring to the Ponder community and just helping them grow, live intentional and purposeful lives, and just providing opportunities and resources for them. So I'll leave all of the information down below. Thanks for listening in. I love you guys. Thank you for everything, and I'll see you in the next one. Don't forget to always love, to always be curious, to always ponder.